Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Married at First Sight Wrap Up, where we talk about this very interesting show about people who meet their spouse at the altar. They trust this group of experts to find their perfect match, and then we watch their journey unfold. I'm Asia, and I am here with my lovely co-host, Amy. Amy, how are you doing?
I'm good. We finally have seen all the weddings, and we've seen an intense preview that we'll talk about at the end of the show. So I'm excited for this season.
Yes, it. I'm glad we're finally here. It's crazy that it took until episode 3 to finally see all the couples actually meet each other and kind of get, you know, final or get that, you know, initial or like first impression out of the way, because we can't. I mean, we see them as people, but we can't judge them until they meet each other.
Yeah, exactly. And yes. I thought some of these couples went different ways than I was expecting at the wedding. So,
yeah, exactly. So it's definitely been an interesting start. And of course, we'll get into it seems like it's going to be a very interesting season. Mm-hmm. But I'm happily surprised with some couples. And then I'm kind of like on the fence with some couples after meeting. And I was like, okay, these honeymoons should be good.
Yep.
So before we dive into episode 3, we are talking about season 13, episode 3. Before we dive in, we talk about anything happening in the Married at First Sight world at the moment. So is there, which couple is expecting a bundle of joy?
That we know of, we forgot to mention it last week, is Austin and Jessica. Not a huge surprise, but
yes,
you know, excited for their next step. They're locking in that contract with Couples Camp, I think.
Right. Yeah, so they'll at least be on for like the next 2 years.
Yeah.
We have to, you know, watch the whole journey, and then the baby has to arrive and then see all of that. But Austin and Jessica were season 10. They were in Washington, D.C., and they were the couple where saying I love you was their biggest issue.
Yeah. And not because they didn't feel it. It was just like, I just have to wait till he says it.
Right. And they're actually the only couple to make it out of season 10 successfully. On their season, we did have Katie and Derek that did stay together, but then now they are divorced. And actually, Katie is married to someone else now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And as of, a couple months ago, maybe. But yeah, that season, I think I said this multiple times last season, because I was off of a fresh like rewatch. But if you have not seen season 10 and you watch Married at First Sight for the drama, or you just want to, or if you've never even watched an episode, if you want to see just how, like, I know this season we've talked about like how it is going well so far. If you want to see the total opposite, go watch season 10. That like, I wish we had podcasted it during season 10. Like this, that season was wild.
I know. Oh my gosh.
For so many reasons. So we are going to talk about episode 3. This episode, we saw the last two weddings, and then we saw all of the receptions for each of the couples, and then we get into the wedding night, and that's where it leaves off. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, during the reception, like, they do all of the typical activities, like cutting the cake, dancing, getting like the garter toss, the bouquet toss. They do a lot of montages for those things throughout the weddings, but there's some key pieces for each couple that we saw, such as them meeting each other's friends and having a conversation with them, them having their like meal at their table and being able to have that conversation.
I feel like we didn't get any speeches this time.
We did it. That's very true.
Strange.
That's usually like a huge part.
Yeah.
I wonder if they cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they packed in two weddings on this episode as well.
Yeah. Or if there wasn't anything funny or uncomfortable.
Right. Right. Like maybe like one couple had like really great speeches and the rest are like,
Yeah.
They're like, okay, we need to not show. That's mm-hmm. not a piece. we are going to start with the first couple that we are going to start with is Brett and Ryan. Mm-hmm. So the episode 2 left off with Ryan, Brett about to, I was about to do that, call her Ryan.
At least Ryan, she acknowledged it this episode. She was like, yeah. I have a guy's name.
Yeah, exactly. Just nice unisex names. I would just hope if it works out that their kids would have unisex names as well.
Mm, they have to.
Yeah. It makes sense. So we begin this episode with Brett walking down the aisle. They kind of preface it with, you know, she's had her heart broken. She doesn't want to go through that again. And Ryan is in a place in his life where like all of his friends have getting married, they're having babies, and he's jealous at this point. It's not even just like I'm envious. He said like it's a jealousy thing at this point, and he wants that for himself. Mm-hmm. So when she walked in, they immediately smile at each other, and like she walks up and she introduces herself and then he introduces himself. And so I was kind of on the fence about how they initially felt about each other. Like it wasn't mm-hmm. like, yeah, they were smiling, like they were happy to be there, but I wasn't sure how to read it.
Yeah, it was weird. He seemed really nervous and just kind of, I don't know, both of these two weddings that we saw, I feel like the groom and bride were standing so far apart from each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he was like relieved. And so mm-hmm. he wasn't really giving much though. So yeah, if I was Brett, I'd be like, okay, is he excited or?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Cause usually they say like, oh, you're gorgeous or you're beautiful or something. It was very hard to read.
Yeah. That was weird to not have anything like that. And there was some comment she made at some point, like, not like we'll see or something like that where it was just hard. It gave me the sense of like those couples that are just like, okay, we're doing this is awkward, you know.
Right Yeah, awkward is definitely one of the adjectives to describe this ceremony, at least. Mm-hmm. it just wasn't natural. Like Zach and Michaela, when they met, like you immediately knew they were attracted to each other. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we'll see why it felt this way later on mm-hmm. in their evening. But this first impression wasn't the best. It was very hard to read. Mm-hmm. So then, of course, the officiant did the pieces where they say a little bit about her, say a little bit about him. And so for her, they said she's a hopeless romantic, always dreamt of her wedding. She's kind and generous, very competitive, and she wants someone to be her glass half full. Mm-hmm. Which totally goes against my own philosophy, is that, you know, you just need two holes to partner rather than like being each other's half. But
yeah.
I know she's saying like glass half full, like be positive.
But, right.
Yeah, this didn't really tell me anything new about her.
No, the only thing was like, we got that, like, yep, hasn't been kissed. So then she kind of jumps the gun with, I think their efficient was awkward too. Wasn't he the one that was like, oh, this is supposed to be my line. And he just seemed really bothered by the fact that he didn't say, you can kiss your wife or whatever.
He reminds me of somebody like in a movie. I guess to paint the picture, he looks like a guy in a movie that like you're riding out of town and then you stop at like a random gas station.
Yeah.
And he's the one that like lives and works at the gas station. And he has lived there for like 30 years.
Yeah, I don't know where they found this guy.
I don't know either. But I was like, did he? Because I think that the guy who was officiant for Rachel and Jose did someone else's wedding, right?
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, I thought maybe they shared officiants, but maybe this guy, I did not see this guy in anybody else's wedding. No. Maybe he was the only one that was like not booked at the time. So for Ryan, they said he has a heart of gold and he appears serious and uptight. But he just has to warm up to you. I was like, yes, I see that for sure.
Yeah, he always looks so disinterested.
Yes, and I don't know if it's the eyes or his demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't put my finger on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does feel like one of those type of guys that, like, if it's something he's really jazzed about, like, he will be energetic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like everything else, even kill.
Yeah.
And so they do the vows, and his vows were short and sweet. I didn't really have anything memorable from them. And one thing that stood out from her vows were that she hopes that they can find a home in one another, because she said, like, you know, coming into this, I don't know where you're from or your background or anything, but I just hope that we can find home in one another. And I thought it was a sweet way to put it.
Yeah. And there was something about like, you know, I don't know what troubles you've had, but I'm hoping that like I can help, you know, heal your heart or whatever. So knowing that he had that difficult loss of his best friend.
Yeah.
So it seemed like I was more like, okay, like they seem like they're going to work. At this point, I was like, they seem more like they're going to work than I thought.
Yes.
Especially when we find out that he was really attracted to her, because I thought maybe with his certain standards, he has a certain type in mind. And it seems like he had a certain type in mind, but he's like, this works.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'll take it, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, this will do. Mm-hmm. So they did kiss at the altar, but they kissed too soon. It was just like they kissed after the point where he's like, I now pronounce you husband and wife, and they leaned in. Which they kissed.
Some weddings, like, they just do that, like some weddings don't have a line, and so it's like, okay, now this is where you kiss,
right?
It's understood. So could have just let it go, this guy, but
he said no, this is my time on Lifetime and I am going to make my voice heard.
And he didn't really say it in a funny way. Like, I could see like most officiants being like, oh well, you kind of jumped the gun there, but like,
yeah,
now you make his, you know, or something. But he was just like really flustered by it.
Right. He was so caught off guard that they kissed already. So they kissed and then they backed up and he's like, okay, well, now you may kiss the bride. And then he made it seem like they just completely threw him off.
Yeah.
Which he could have totally left that part out. It's not like, oh, their wedding is any less official if you don't say that last line.
Right.
So I hate to say, he was the best part of their wedding.
Yeah.
So we do find out that he is attracted to her.
Yeah.
And when they were talking and stuff, they said like they both agreed, like they're here because they find like first dates to just be exhausting at this point, which you are preaching to the choir. Like, I always tell my friends, I'm like, if I have to learn one more favorite color.
Like, yeah. How many siblings? And what do you do?
Yes. What do you like to do for fun?
Yep. Like, I totally get that, like, but I wonder if like that's like they're relating on it, but there was something about like the way they were talking, it didn't seem like we just agreed to get married. It seemed like they were people that met on a dating app and mm-hmm. they yeah. didn't really want to deal with the fact that they also are married now.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we both want this to work. Like, we want this to be our last first date. Like, mm-hmm. well, yeah, that's kind of like the vibe they were getting off. And it's like, yeah, this absolutely might be if y'all stay married.
Yeah.
So we find out that she teaches high school. We do later find out like she teaches freshmen and he works in oil and gas.
Mm-hmm. Apparently that's a big thing down there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oil and gas companies everywhere in Houston. And then more often than not, if you go out and you meet someone, they work in oil and gas.
Okay. Because he's like, I'm sure you're shocked. It's just like, shocked.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because a lot of people do come to Houston to work in oil and gas. Mm-hmm. That's kind of all they kind of found out about each other in this initial conversation.
Did she say at any point that she was attracted to him, or did she just like, okay, she could picture him or something?
It wasn't in like a confessional, but she did later tell her friends like she was attracted to him.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like she liked that he had a beard or something.
Right.
Because I think she just said, "Oh, I could picture like mm-hmm. him like being my husband or something." So it's just sort of like not maybe exactly her type either.
Right. Exactly. So that then we do find out like after this is that Brian tells us that she's not physically what he described, but it works. So we're mm-hmm. like, okay. So like, I hope he's not settling. Cause his friends do make it very clear later on. When she met with his friends, that, you know, they said, you know, oh, you're not his type. I'm like, what is his type?
Yeah. I don't like that. That could be really insulting. Like if they're just like,
yeah.
Oh, his type is really fit or something. I don't know what they're thinking or like
right.
his type is petite blondes or petite brunette or something. I don't know. Cause exactly. she's like fit, you know, but mm-hmm. she's red haired. That's like the only thing you could say about her that's different. So.
Right. And clearly his type has not worked in the past. So.
Yeah.
So here we are. But before we jump the gun and get there, they did have their first dance. And it was to a country. It was like a country. They were doing a two step to country mm-hmm. music. And she's like, she doesn't know how to do any of that kind of dancing. She doesn't fit in with the country lifestyle at all.
So who picked this?
Exactly. It's like, why did he get full control of the music? Is that what happened?
I don't know. Okay. I think the experts thought that Brett was country because of her accent. And they just like, mm-hmm. she's got the Southern accent,
yeah.
Which not everyone in Houston has. And I think they're just like, oh yeah, like she's a country girl.
Like they were thinking this is our Texas, like I know they've been in Dallas before, but they're like, okay, we have the cowboy hats and the promo, like mm-hmm. we have to have country at one of these weddings.
Yeah.
Like no, she's like so confused and it didn't feel like her first dance, you know.
Yeah, it really set her off, I think, because she starts spiraling.
Yeah, she did. That is the perfect word. I couldn't put my finger on it, like when it kind of turned for her. But yes, I think that's when she realized, like, we may not be into the same kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's just awkward. It's like you should definitely go neutral with a first dance if they gave him full autonomy of what the song should be. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you would think they would have asked for her input, but. Mm-hmm. Just do a slow song.
Yeah, usually they just do a weird song that no one's heard of, but it's slow.
Yeah. Hmm. So odd. She was so confused and uncomfortable, which doesn't help with the fact they don't know each other.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
So we get to the rest of the reception. And so we get them eating their dinner at like the sweetheart table or whatever you want to call it. And she said, like, I have so many questions and they're all trying to come out at the same time. He's like, well, we have time. Like, it'll happen eventually. Might not all happen tonight.
We got the awkward music.
Yeah, it was awkward. I was like, is this awkward? Or are they trying to make me feel like it's awkward?
Yeah, it wasn't like Christina and Henry, where he just was silent when she would ask things. But
yeah,
I got the sense there that he was just like, still just like, okay, I'm relieved. I'm just going to sit here. And like, he didn't seem as interested to like really get to know her. I think he was just like, oh yeah, this is going to work because I'm attracted to her. I think that was his biggest fear. And yes, not really putting in the effort, which is not a great way to go into it. You know, right. Like, go through some of her questions. Like, I think the right response would be like, okay, what do you want to know? You know,
exactly. Not just like, all right, you like slow down there. We can, you know, you can ask some of them tonight.
Yeah.
It wasn't even just like, okay, let's dive in. Shoot some at me.
Yeah.
Like rapid fire. Let's go. It was like he heard her, but he wasn't like listening to her.
Yeah.
To know how to appropriately respond.
Mm-hmm.
She did say she's a realist, and she asked him like what he felt about like the glass half empty, glass half full. And he was like, he does think that he is overly positive. And so her hearing that, she tells us like, it's going to be a good balance for her. And so she thinks that'll be good, and, that they will balance each other out. And then we just find out that like, she loves her job because she gets summers off. Like, who wouldn't love that? Mm-hmm. And then he doesn't work from home.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the main piece from that. It wasn't like they were getting along super well. It was just kind of still kind of awkward. But then, like you mentioned, the dance kind of was the point of kind of felt a little bit like she was spiraling.
Mm-hmm.
Because she meets with his friends and she asked if she was his type.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you set yourself up by asking that type of question?
Yeah, why not just ask it to him?
Yeah.
Right? Because then, like, he would respond in the right way. I almost wonder if they were told they had to ask this, because it seemed like they both asked this to the friends.
Mm.
And the friends were way more harsh, I think.
Yes, exactly. Because it was just like, okay, first of all, I was shocked she asked the question in the first place. And then they were like, no. Well, and then one was like, not right away. And then one was like, not even remotely. Like, are you his type? And I was like, oh my gosh, that's just, I don't know if that's like guys not being able to read the room, that's a terrible thing. Like, it can come off terribly, but it's odd.
Yeah. Cause wasn't there that one, remember that one couple that was in Texas too? Mm-hmm. Dave and what's her name?
Oh, what was
or
it?
She, Amber.
Yeah.
And
Amber.
She just like, he like let her know that he didn't like blondes or something, or like his type was brunette. And she just like focused on that so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when she even came to the reunion and she was brunette again.
Yeah. It like, really affected her.
Yes. She could not stop thinking about that, because she would always think someone else was her type. Mm-hmm. So that can, like, I guess if like you start off on that note, you really can take a toll on like constantly wondering if that person is attracted to you, because you feel like, oh, are they just doing this because I'm the one that they were that was chosen, or like what?
Mm-hmm.
One of his friends did have a British accent.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to know more.
Yeah. That'd be my problem if I was matched with Ryan. I'd be like, so about your friend?
Exactly.
A tall guy with a British accent. What about him?
Right. Can he come over and hang out with us?
What's his situation?
Yeah. So in response to all of their harsh kind of responses about like, yeah, you're not even remotely his type. She was like, well, he's not initially my type either. Like, such as the country music. Like, I don't own boots. I don't do any of that. And then we find out that like, she was like, even like hunting, that would be like off limits. Does he hunt? And they were like, yeah, that's a big part of his life. So it's like, oh gosh. Mm-hmm. Like that's like, if that's, that's kind of like a, not a personality trait, but just a big piece of, that's a lifestyle, basically. Not just like a country lifestyle, I would say, because it's not just like, oh, I like country music. No, they like people that are, enjoy like country music, hunting, cowboy boots, all this stuff, right? That's a lifestyle. So if someone isn't like that, how are they going to get along?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like she has built up this whole persona of him, which, but I kind of get it because it's like if you have certain things that are like, he seems so fixed in like someone fitting into his lifestyle. So like if you're on a dating app and somebody's like, okay, I like hunting and you don't, you're like, okay. Right. This is not going to work. It's just like a deal breaker. And then we find out that this could be a deal breaker.
Yeah, exactly. Cause it's like, I don't know. I like it really, it boils down to like what you like to do. Mm-hmm. And if she, and like what your hobbies are, what you're interested in. And if she has none of those interests and none of those hobbies, like, yeah, she's open to it. Of course she can learn, mm-hmm. but I feel like she, this is her initial first impression and they're already treating this kind of like a first date, mm-hmm. you know, not good.
Yeah.
The only thing from him meeting her friends was he was saying like, you know, he wasn't expecting a redhead and they were like, oh, she's not like a typical redhead. She's a vivacious redhead. Like, what so are you weird. Talking about?
I don't know.
What are the qualities of a redhead?
She can pull it off. And...
Yeah. What are redheads usually
and
like?
She's not really a redhead. So.
Right. I'm like, if anyone's listening out there, please tweet at us and let us know what are these qualities of a redhead that make for a typical redhead? Because I know some, well, I guess I wouldn't call, I would think like maybe like someone who's like ginger, but I don't think all gingers act the same. Mm-hmm. Even some redheads, like even if it's, you made yourself have red hair, I don't know, typical qualities, but apparently vivacious is like an abnormal type of redhead.
Right.
Yeah. So learn something. So let's see. So we did get to their wedding night. She says like she's taking off her makeup. She's like, I still want him to think I'm attractive with no makeup. And then she like comes out. She's like, do I look like the same person as before? He's like, yeah, I actually prefer this. Like no makeup. Like that's my thing. And then he tells us in his confessional, he's like, I am very attracted to her and the experts did a great job. So we end on a good note.
Yeah.
I just wonder how they're going to get along and how they're going to find common interest. And because it's easy to just be like, OK, yeah, like I think you're attractive. I think it could work until you like actually live it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I don't know. So this is definitely one that kept me iffy.
Hmm. Yeah, I was like pleasantly surprised during the wedding because I was like, okay, there's not anything really, really negative, which I thought could happen. But then when she started like focusing on all these things and he didn't seem to really be easing her mind about anything, it's just, yeah, I feel a little middle of the road about them. And then I think they were the only couple where he didn't like carry her over the threshold, which some seasons I think nobody does it, but this season, like everybody did it except them. So like, it's supposed to be bad luck, right? So
I saw, I was like, was that, did the producer say you need to pick her up at this point and walk inside the room? Because every couple carried their, every groom carried their bride into the room, except for them.
Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe Rachel wouldn't have done, or like Jose and Rachel wouldn't have done it, but they did.
Yeah.
So on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 being they're going to get divorced. 5 being they will stay together absolutely on decision day. Where are you at with them?
I don't know, because I feel like I always pick 3 and I want to do a little bit different. I want to like take a more of a stance. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, they both like seem to really want to be married.
Yes.
So that could work in their favor. But I am worried about the lifestyle differences. And I know we aren't talking about preview yet, but I don't think anything really stood out to me about them either way. From that anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do 2. I don't think that she's going to love like this ranch lifestyle.
Yeah, I am absolutely with you. I'm a 2 as well, because I think it's going to boil down to she may not be, because she's definitely not like Mirla. Like she's not, oh, I'm not changing my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But it's a, there's a difference in lifestyles where, you know, it's completely different. And it's not like there's room for like compromise. And so I fear that she's going to be like, oh, I'm not having a good time. I'm not enjoying myself. I'm not enjoying the stuff that you're into. And you know, maybe he's not even going to be into the stuff she's into. So, yeah, I'm at a 2 right now. But I think that there's always room to go up, and we could be pleasantly surprised during the honeymoon and when they make it back, and they could develop such a strong friendship that it makes their relationship really strong. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Yeah.
So which couple are we going to dive into next?
Let's talk about the other full wedding that we saw, Rachel and Jose.
Yes.
So Jose was, I thought, really nervous during the ceremony and waiting there. And so it made me nervous. I wasn't sure if he was going to be really critical of Rachel because he's the Mr. Perfectionist. Or, you know, he talked about being self with like the guys. He talked about, or maybe that was just in a confessional, but just talked about, you know, I'm less than 6 foot. He wouldn't say how tall he is, but
yeah,
I think it's quite a bit less.
Yeah. My guess is 5'8".
Okay. Yeah. He said, I'm less than 6 feet. I have a bigger nose, which I don't think is very noticeable. And he said, and a bigger forehead. So I'm so, you know, I really want to make sure that she's attracted to me. I hope my wife is attracted to me. Mm-hmm. And then what surprised me about Rachel was that she was way more like bubbly than I thought. And she was talking about like, I hope he's talkative. I hope I'm not like, what if he's boring and I have to carry all the conversation or something like that? Well, it doesn't seem like that's been like, seems like you're like really quiet from what we've seen before.
Right. That's why I was like, are we getting the real Rachel?
It seemed like maybe she had a few mimosas before the ceremony. She was so giggly and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not who we, like, she could have just been extra excited, but it could be one of those things where someone who is more introverted wants someone who is more outgoing and more extroverted so they can balance them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he did the good move of like saying like, you look gorgeous right away when she came down the aisle. So I like that. But what made me so like, you could tell he was like waiting for her to say something and she didn't say anything. Like,
yes.
She was just like, thank you. And he said it another time. She's like, thank you. Like she didn't say, love the suit or you look handsome or anything. So you could just see, and they were standing like 10 feet apart. It was so awkward to me. And then there was an awkward part of the vows that stood out to me where he was like, I want to be there for you. And then he's like, sexually, it was like the last thing he said. And yeah, that would be such a turn off. But she was laughing. So I thought, okay, liquid courage, I think, is helping out here.
Yeah, for sure. Had to be.
Was there anything else about the vows or the ceremony that stood out to you?
Yeah, she had the, he said she had the gift of sleep. So it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, needed 20 alarms.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then like, don't make her hangry. And yeah, him just saying sexual, like adding sexually, because he was like emotionally, spiritually, like, I want to be there for you in those ways. And then he said sexually. He was like, he could have included it in a normal way, but the fact that he included it as if like a one-off, like like,
it's weird to say when you just meet someone, like, it's already awkward enough. Like, it's one thing to be like, I promise to be faithful to you, but it's like, don't go there right now. Like,
yeah. And then he also said, I've sacrificed and built so much independently. Mm-hmm. Which shows me, like, he's like, I've done all I've wanted to do on my own. I just want mm-hmm. someone to bring it in, bring in and for me to share that with. Mm-hmm. And so that would make me a little worried.
Yeah. And she's not one that was like, I don't remember her saying anything about like, he has to provide for me or all this.
Yeah.
But she was just like, seems giddy the whole time. But what I really want to get into is her comment after the wedding. It's just like, my jaw was on the floor.
Yes. Oh, they did. They did do that lasso ritual.
Yeah, the lasso ceremony.
Rosary. So that was nice.
And then I wonder how they decide that kind of thing, because somebody would have to choose it. And obviously they have like the same cultural background. So
right. Yeah.
But it was really cute at the end. They were just like going back and forth. Like, she had a little idea of like, I'll say something and, you know, we'll cheers if you have something in common, the same thing in common. So she was just like, born and raised in Houston. He's like, me too. Mm-hmm. And they just had like good chemistry going off that. They both speak Spanish. And then he was giving her more compliments, like, which I didn't. I was surprised. But he said like she was exactly what he wanted physically.
Yes.
If he could have like put the ingredients in a machine, you know, and then she would pop out. And she's like, she goes, "Oh my gosh, you're exactly what I asked experts for too." And he's like beaming, you know, like, really. And then she said, like, I don't care about looks at all. I just love personality, and that's you exactly. Or like, and that's what I got. And like,
I was like, poor Jose.
Oh, that is so crushing.
Not what you say.
No, like, I'm not. I don't care about looks at all. It's all about personality, and that's what they gave me. It was not like, it was almost worse than that. I don't have her exact quote, but it was just like, there was no way around like how she said it.
Yeah.
And I don't think she meant it like that. Like,
yes,
it could be like, I really wanted a great personality and you're exactly like all those qualities or something. But then she never gave him any kind of reassurance that she was attracted to him.
Never.
But then she said it to the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I was thinking, like, does she really not like him physically? But it's just so like, I don't care. I just want to.
Yeah.
I just want the certain personality type.
Yeah. She was like, he's to a T what I was looking for. Because I said I wasn't into looks. It's like, oh. And I think she's like, the point is she's trying to say like, she's more attracted to what's on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it came off was a huge jab at his ego. Like, there's no way he's not going to take that as weight. So she's not attracted to me.
And then he said that, like, I'm worried that my wife isn't attracted to me. And that's like really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then the other thing that worried me was just going into it. She reiterated that she just got out of a relationship 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. So I just don't think that's a good way. So you either have these extremes on the show. It's like, you just got out of something, and then like the next day you're applying for Married at First Sight. Cause just the timing wise, you'd have to be mm-hmm. like, that's not great, because it takes time for them to cast and plan the weddings and all this. So if it was 6 months ago, then it was probably 2 months after she got broken up with, or 1 month after that she submitted her application. So that worries me. And then just so much of the focus on like, that she lost the weight, which I don't think is a mm-hmm. great message. Like, okay, now I'm so much more confident, you know?
It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, you can be confident at any weight.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just feel like that was not good. But then we come back from commercial and mm-hmm. everything seems fine. So I don't know if they never showed her saying it to him, but I wish he had just asked her like, oh, so like,
what do you think about me?
Yeah, like, are you trying to see me? Or, you know, like, am I your type physically at all? Maybe it would have gotten worse. So he didn't want to ask. But yeah, did she tell her friends too that she was really happy, or she just seemed on cloud nine?
She seemed very happy. I can't remember if she told her friends directly, like, oh, he's great. But it did seem like, you know, she was, like, even during their first dance, she was very comfortable. Mm-hmm. She said she felt comfortable dancing with him. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, we see that he is shorter than her. So if he's, like...
shoes, at least, you know.
Shoes. Yeah, maybe they're exact same height.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think she totally did not intend to be like, oh, he's unattractive, but he has a great personality. but that's definitely the vibe that he got. So yeah, I'm a little bit concerned because that's also going to be in the back of his mind, just like it's in the back of Brett's mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we did see the first dance, they were comfortable. He talked about she has these big doe eyes. So he's very attracted to her. And then I feel like instead of speeches, we see the garter scene and the bouquet toss, which is a little weird because we don't even know who any of these people are that are catching them.
right.
But all these guys went for it with the garter. So
they did. Yeah. There was one of the couples that someone threw it and the guy that caught it was he hit it to someone else.
Yeah.
no one wanted it at all.
Exactly.
There was a weird conversation during the reception, during their eating, when he was like, all right. Or so she was like, I live in the Gallery area, but I work in Rosenberg, mm-hmm. which is probably a 30 minute drive. And he was like, okay, when's your lease up? And she was like, September.
Why was that so strange?
Yeah, it was very strange because, so September would be this September, so September 2021. Mm. And so, so he's like, when's your lease up? She's like, September. He's like sitting there thinking. And then he's like, all right, just asking. He's like, what are you trying to see? When she can, y'all aren't even there yet. You don't know much. I don't know. I know you're married, but it's just an odd approach of trying to see what their living arrangements are going to be.
Right.
Cause he never explained himself.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, it didn't feel sometimes when there's so much chemistry, they're just no worries. We'll have to break that lease or something.
Right. Exactly. And he also said I want what I want and I get what I want.
Oh yeah. And then she was a little worried. There was a part where she was I'm worried that I won't. He has these expectations of what a wife is, and mm-hmm. I don't know that I can be the perfect wife for him. So we'll see. So this is where I think her insecurity is going to come in.
Yeah, exactly. And she met his parents, and his stepmom was a very interesting character.
Stepmom. She's like, hey, if you it's not like a one night stand because you're married now. So just go for it. If you feel it, go for it. She was just like, Jose's wingman here.
Yeah. She's a lot.
Yeah. Whereas the dad was like, oh, you have plenty of time. So. And I guess they both have the same family situation, a step parent and parents divorced. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But and then was it at the end of the reception or after the ceremony when they had the mariachi band? I thought that was cool on the way.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe on the way to the. Reception. Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think what was her attire. When she got changed into, sometimes you do the full Mirla, you put the flannel pajamas on.
Oh, yeah.
Or Michaela had the sexy outfit, kind of sexy pajamas.
Uh-huh.
form-fitting pajamas.
Yeah, I can't remember. All I remember was he left his bow tie on.
Oh, yeah. He was like, I thought maybe I'd do a Chippendale thing. So yeah. He was a little different than I thought. He was ready to go. Mm-hmm. And she was not turned off by things that I thought should turn her off. So I guess that's a good sign.
Right.
She's like, oh, I love his personality. This is great. I'd be like, whoa, slow down, dude.
Yeah.
Because that can go so wrong, like to make those comments before like someone's feeling that attracted to you, then that can just like put them off completely. Like,
yeah.
Whoa, too much.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So how are you feeling about this couple?
I will say that I'm optimistic, but I just worry that she's going to get to a point where has continued to say all these different things, like all of these small things, like I get what I want and I want what I want and I get what I want. And then it's going to build up to the point where she is a little turned off. Mm-hmm. And she just doesn't know how to vocalize it until it's like, no, I want to get it divorced.
Yeah, it was pretty ominous too. When she was talking to her friends before the wedding, she was like, okay, don't share your opinions right away. Like, I want to like get to know him for him. Like, basically don't tell me anything if you don't like him. But then she's like, but if you see me like not want to go out anymore. And she painted this like really dire scenario, which must have been what happened in her last relationship. If you see that, like, I've lost my light and then please let me know. I'm like, oh gosh, like maybe there's a middle ground to step in.
Right. Yeah. There definitely has to be a middle ground, but it could be a situation where she's usually the type of person that kind of keeps her relationships private. And, you know, then it's like, okay, then I need to get out whenever, you know, it's no longer good for me. Mm-hmm. But it's like, this is different. This is marriage.
Yeah. So where would you rate them?
I would say they are I rated them last time too, but I think it deserves. I think I'm rating them a 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Tonight, I'm just in a mood to like be a little more extreme, like pick a side.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give them a 4 just because they were way more attracted to each other than I thought they would be. I thought one or the other would say, this is not my type. Mm-hmm. So neither of them did. And I think if she lets him know some way or another that she is physically attracted to him, then I think he's going to be like smooth sailing for a while.
Yeah.
But I think they'll definitely hit some communication issues. It's hard for me to tell if it seems like he really is like wants to be married too.
Mm-hmm.
And she like, this could be more like an overcorrection from her last relationship. So that she's the one I'm worried about that might decide like, okay, like I'm going to keep working on myself and this isn't like the right fit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But I'll give them a 4 for now.
All right. That's hey, that could be exactly right. Yeah. So you went 4 first week, 3 last week, and then 4 this week.
Oh, okay. So I don't know. I've given them a 4 before.
Yeah. And I've been 3 each week. So you're higher on them than I am. So I hope you're right.
All right. So the other 3 couples, we had already seen their ceremonies, but which one would you like to talk about next?
Yes. So Mirla and Gil, I thought were very interesting.
I'm going to watch each week is just which expert has the most trouble saying Mirla. Because I think Dr. Pepper called her Mila or something.
Because it's like usually you'll see like, okay, simple Mia, right?
Yeah.
But then, okay, you might see Myra without the L.
Oh, true. Yeah.
But then Mirla just completely, like I've never seen that name before.
No.
Yeah. So, and then, I mean, Gil too. Like I don't think I know another Gil.
No.
So, yeah.
I think he said his full name too. And it was something like cool, but.
Yeah.
It wasn't Gilbert. It was something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't remember what it is, but yeah, I'm like, very interesting names, unique. So for them, we saw their reception. And so he said, like, he talks about how, like, this is going to be a great story for his kids to say, like, this is how mommy and daddy met, which is great. Like, he mm-hmm. is thinking in the future. He's really excited about that. Mm-hmm. We have their first dance, and she said her first thought was, like, thank God he's not ugly, which I think that... That could have been so bad. I think the experts mm-hmm. knew, like, we have to give her someone that is, like, across the board, most women would probably think that he's attractive, right? Mm-hmm. And just with her, I just could not see it being like a... I'm not trying to be mean to Doug, but like Jamie and Doug's situation, season one, where she was initially attracted to him mm-hmm. and it turned around. I just think the way Mirla is, that just would not have happened.
Yeah.
She asked him, like, what his favorite thing about her was, and he said he really liked her lips, which is funny because they didn't kiss.
So. I know. I think he's, like, trying to hint at something. She right. was really offended. She's like, not my dress.
Right. Like, yeah, he's going to say your dress is just beautiful. Where'd you get it?
Yeah.
You know? So he really liked her lips, and so just hint, hint, wink, wink. Mm-hmm. Because don't forget, you guys, last week they did not kiss at their ceremony.
The only ones. So,
what did you say?
The only ones who didn't.
Right.
But I forgot to mention, wasn't Rachel and Jose's kiss like super quick?
Yes,
it was peck. Like a peck, and yes. then they went back to their 10 feet apart. Right. He was so nervous. Really quick,
say we did it.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. We get there at the reception, we see them eating and talking. And so he said, like, he opens the doors, all doors, including cars. And so then they discussed last names. And he was like, what's your maiden name? And she's like, huh? And he's like, your name before, like, marriage. And she's like, well, what are your expectations for that?
Yeah, he basically said, like, what's your name before my last name, like, before Cuero.
Exactly. And so he's just automatically assuming that she's taking his last name, and he was like, yeah, I'm pretty traditional, so I would want you to change your name. And for her, she's thinking, like, well, like, my last name is my dad's last name, who is no longer with us, so she hadn't thought about it yet, if that's what she's going to do or not. Uh-huh. So I wonder, is that going to be something later on where it's like, because people have done that. I can't remember which couple one season it was, like, they made a big deal about the fact that, like, she was going to change her last name. But usually we don't hear too much of that, because most of the time they're just, like, trying to make it work. Uh-huh. And then that's all of that later. Last season, so Brianna last season, Brianna did take on Morales, and then Clara took on Ryan's last name, Oubre.
Mm-hmm. She really wanted, like, right away was, like, asking about last names.
Yeah, she's like, what's my new last name? But I don't think Virginia, I don't know if she, like, officially took Eric's last name before they...
Oh, I think Gil's name is... Gilmar, like Gilmar, because he said he was a trainer, and there's a Gilmar Cuero that was a personal trainer in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. I knew it was something unique.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so unique. I love it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of where they left things about the last name, like, not just like, oh, she's going to do it, she's not going to do it. So probably going to revisit it later. And then we do get a clinking of the glasses. They're like, everyone is clinking their glasses.
And you didn't know what it was.
Yeah, they're like, wait, what does that mean? What does that mean? And then, like, one of his friends was like, kiss. And then Mirla was like, slow down, y'all. We're not doing that.
She is always all about, like, yes. It's not going to work, y'all. It's not gonna be that easy, y'all.
Yeah.
She's so, like, it's not stern, but she's very firm in her, like,
yes,
she's just, like, set, and she will not deviate no matter what. And I think, like, that's got to be, like, an awesome quality, like, to have, like, in the boardroom and, like, mm-hmm. just overall. Like, I think she's, like, so, like, she's super, like, sounds like she's really attracted to him, but she's not going to deviate from what she said. Like,
yeah,
it's just funny because she's like, I'm so traditional, but then mm-hmm. when he brings up the last name thing, it's like, he's traditional, and then yeah. she's like, not, might not deviate on that. So it's just like, it's basically her way or the highway kind of thing. Yeah. So she's like, yep, you better open every door, even car doors. But
okay, great.
I can't believe you would ask that, that you would, I would take your last name.
Yeah. Yeah. She's very interesting. Cause we do see, so like she met with his friends and like they bring up, like she met with like one or I guess two of his friends, but it was like a man and a woman. And they bring up how like marriage will change your lifestyle. And she's like, they're like, are you prepared for that? Like that it could change your lifestyle. And she's like, why would my lifestyle have to change? So, like she's genuinely confused. That's like, that's not her just wondering. Like she's genuinely like, why? Like I've worked very hard to where I am to have the lifestyle that I have. I love to travel internationally. I like buying nice purses and shoes. And they're like, well, so you're high maintenance. She's like, well, I don't think that's high maintenance. I'm like, I would love to see what she thinks is high maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah. She was very like, yeah, I don't know, just like dismissive of like, because it is high maintenance. Yes. Like, it just seems like some of that, if you have to have these things at all times. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, no matter how you try to paint it. Yes. That you are being a little high maintenance. Mm-hmm. Then she met with the second set of friends of his and she said, like, he's everything I asked for. And they're like, well, why didn't y'all kiss? And she's like, well, I'm really conservative. And I don't have a timeline for when things are going to happen. It's just going to happen as they happen. So, Okay. She's making it clear. She's not bending on that. he did meet with her friends and so when Gil met with like her brother, he asked like what's he concerned about, and Gil's like the designer stuff, and his, her brother's like, yeah, like she is very fashionable and high class, but you know, that's how she is. And Gil's like, yeah, that concerns me because I'm conservative about spending my money. And, you know, he tells us, like, he's like, I don't make a whole lot. So it's funny that he already sees, like, that's going to be a point of concern. Mm-hmm. Which is so interesting, too, because if she says, like, okay, this is the lifestyle she's been living. She's been spending her own money. It's like, okay, yeah, you can continue doing that as long as you're not expecting him now to, like, help buy even more expensive things, you know?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. It seems like you just want to add to it, like, you know, yeah. Because otherwise it shouldn't. Maybe that's what she meant though, by like, why would mine have to change? But
yeah.
Normally you'd kind of want to put things in together that you need as a couple.
Right. Exactly. So, I don't know. I mean, obviously actions speak louder than words. So we'll get to see like the real deal once they're actually living life. But he did meet with another set of her friends and he said they are like asking about the wedding night. And he's like, well, I want to build some rapport before we get to that like sexual intimacy. And I want to wait as long as, you know, she's comfortable, which I thought was a good answer. Good response.
Yeah, that's a good answer. And I think you could tell that would be a good answer, too, because she's not even kissing at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even a little peck at this reception or anything. So, yeah.
Exactly. So they're going to be interesting. They did leave in a fire truck, which was cool.
I like that. That was neat. Yeah. And she nice said touch. Like, this is like, she was just like, seemed so happy.
Yeah. Yeah. They're with their wedding night. She admitted that she talks in her sleep. So he thought that was interesting. And he admitted that he's like, he was instantly attracted to her. So, it's like the attraction is there. So things are looking up. Yeah, there may be that point of concern with their spending habits, but of course everybody's not on the same page financially. So it's like if they can find a good balance, they'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he kind of sent his friends to ask about the kissing thing.
Yeah.
So it seems like these conversations, are about like, I don't know, it's probably better for the couples to talk about these things, but they always have the friends bring up the awkward stuff. So yeah, we'll get to what we saw in the preview too, but it should be interesting with them.
Yeah.
She wants to take it slow.
She does. And I just hope it's not too slow, you know? So I'm actually going to rate them a 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm there too, because she, I think, I wonder if she's more motivated by, like, she said these things pre-meeting him, mm-hmm. and she's not somebody that's going to back down from what she says.
Yeah.
So she's going to carry that narrative no matter what she, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if she, a lot of people will say, like, no, I'm not kissing at the altar, but yeah. they might change their mind when they're attracted to the person there.
Yeah.
But she is not going to be somebody that goes back on her word or her convictions.
Yeah, exactly. So we will see. They're both very, like, he's very confident. She's very strong-minded. So, like you said, like, it'll be interesting to see if they, like, get, if they get to a good balance.
Mm-hmm.
But I have high hopes for now. Mm-hmm. So two couples left. Which ones are you going to get into next?
Let's talk about my favorite couple, Johnny and Bao.
Yes.
There's a couple of revelations here that I think are pretty interesting.
Yes.
Fun fact. The receptions. Yeah.
Fun fact about Johnny.
Okay.
I was at trivia night last night. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends was like, are y'all watching? I can't remember how it came up. Oh, mm-hmm. I was talking to another friend about podcasting. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, talk about like Big Brother and Married at First Sight. And another friend was like, oh my gosh, my brother knows Johnny.
Oh.
I was like, what? He's like, yeah. He's like, my brother is like really good friends with Johnny. And he's like, and he's exactly what you see. He's like, he's the funny guy.
Yeah.
Down to earth. He's like, he's exactly what they're showing. So I was like, oh, nice. That's awesome, because I love Johnny.
Yeah.
So yeah, just a fun fact. I'm what 2 degrees? No, really 3 degrees separation from Johnny. But that's, hey, it's kind of close.
Yeah. It's really cool. So they had a dragon dance at their ceremony.
Yes.
Or their reception. So that was really cool. So they had a lot of things lined up. And again, I'm wondering who is choosing this, or does the production run by them or say, like, what's kind of typical?
Mm-hmm.
So that might have been another thing that Bao insisted on, you know?
Yeah.
But I think the biggest revelation to me was Bao admitting that, oh, I've always had a crush on Johnny. Like, she had a yes. crush on him back then. She didn't say this the first episode, like, at her right. wedding. And so now I was just confused, because it's like, then why didn't you swipe right on him? You know,
mm-hmm.
like, why were you? She was just like, I've just been too shy about that kind of thing. So
maybe it's because she thought he just wasn't going to be into her.
Yeah, and I guess that's probably a good read, because he's saying it was just all, he's telling like her side, like, it's just, I haven't ever pictured that. Like, it's always been business. And so I can just see her, like, if she had a crush on him, being almost more awkward with him, being more like, just sort of like, let's talk business about our two associations. And,
yeah.
you know, that it just like would not even enter his mind. And like, oh, we've always had a business relationship. And then her mind, she's yeah. like crushing on him this whole time. And like, so I think that bodes well for them.
Mm-hmm.
But then Johnny was talking to her friends, her brothers, and he talked to Bao too about like, physical touch being important to him. And mm-hmm. she's like, okay, thank you for telling me. That's right. the lowest on my list.
Yes.
So even though she has this crush on him, she's not like showing any kind of physical affection towards him. And so yes. he kind of recognizes yeah, that as a barrier.
They have to, yes, that is like that. What's it? There's this book like Her Needs, His Needs or something like that. Mm-hmm. Love languages are so important. Like, mm-hmm. it's very important for people to understand each other's love languages, because, like, even though Johnny's love language is physical touch, the fact that Bao's isn't, I think he's thinking like, oh, she's not giving me physical touch. That means that she's not interested. And it's like, no, that's how you receive it. You need to see like where she's at with her love language. Mm-hmm. And then y'all meet in the middle. Then you know, okay, because he's going to be trying to give her physical touch. I'm glad that that's why I'm so glad he put it out there. Mm-hmm. Because he's going to be trying to give her physical touch. And she's like, no, that's the bottom. So I was very glad that they brought this up so early on.
Mm-hmm. And then when he's just like, like I just put a hand on the shoulder of my friends and I say bye to them. And yeah. He's asking her brothers and roommate, like, so like, do you like hug when you say goodbye? And they all just like, no. Right. So even kind of things that you just might assume would be like in a family is like not mm-hmm. something they do. So it'll be a uphill battle for that.
Yes, for sure. I thought it was really interesting when they were talking at the sweetheart table about like things they like, because Johnny's like, you know, what kind of things do you like to do? She's like, I like to read. They both like to listen to podcasts. And she's like, I assume sport. He's like, no. He's like, well, a little bit, but I like the news and finance. Like, what does she have against sports?
I know. She's like, that's your sports time, huh?
Yeah. I swear, if I ever go to like a Rockets game and I run into Bao, I'm going to pull out my phone and start recording and be like, Bao, you said you didn't like sports, but you are here.
Yeah.
No, that would be terrible.
Spotted. Yeah.
Right.
Like an anonymous spotted tweet.
Bao at a sport.
She can bring her book and read in the lobby.
Yes.
And
yes.
Oh my goodness.
She talked about her Jimmy Choo's.
Oh yeah. And then he was so like, he didn't know what consignment was.
Yeah.
And then he just like loved how she described it. It was just cute because it was like,
yeah. Yeah, she was like, it's as if someone is has worn them. So she's like, well, someone's probably worn them once, and it just looks like you wore them around the house.
Yeah.
Buy it for cheaper.
Yes. Smart. I guess they didn't cover the shoes in the budget for Married at First Sight.
Right.
Like, they didn't get any shoes donated because you don't really see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else? The honeymoon. Oh yeah, she was like all excited about not the honeymoon, but the overnight suite.
Yeah,
she was all excited that he has a lap pillow or a body pillow, and she's like, "Oh good, this can be a great barrier."
Yeah,
he's like, "Well, I hope she'll want to replace it at some point."
Right. I thought there. Did you see their sheets and pillow covers?
Oh yeah, it was like red and.
Yeah.
So
it fit the theme of like the tea ceremony.
Yeah. I like how these weddings seem like more different than other ones in the past where they have some differentiation between them.
Yeah.
So maybe
they're more intentional and more, they have more meaning to the actual couple.
Maybe that's why they're trying to do with the two step dance. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, this is really important to one of them. So
yeah,
we'll try to give some like culture to this dance too, like the right. Other ones had some significant things, but
I thought it was really funny for the wedding night that she could not get out of that dress and he was trying to help her, and mm-hmm. the buttons, like, they make those things impossible.
Yeah.
He could not undo her buttons, and he's just like, who put you in this? She's like, well, several people.
Yeah.
So it was like, it's up to him to get her out.
Yeah. Yeah, but other than that, I don't have, like, again, like, I'm just at a 5 with them. They're so mm-hmm. like, I don't think these are going to be huge problems. I think probably a lot of her hesitancy too is like the cameras, and, you know, maybe being more modest or something about like what's shown on TV. So mm-hmm. and it's like getting over that barrier of like, we knew each other before and we weren't in this situation, and uh-huh. now it's like putting it in a new light. So
yeah
I think he was looking, wasn't he the one that was talking about like, oh, I think like it'll be hard to like switch gears, but I think, you know, a week away at a tropical destination or something. Like, wasn't he talking about the honeymoon? I think that was Johnny.
Yeah. So,
like, oh, perfect. Like, I think he's looking for the honeymoon to make the switch. Of, like, yes. We're romantic.
Yeah, it was very funny. It's like, I mean, maybe that would be what we need to connect. I'm also at a five. I am still very high on them. I think that they are a great match. Mm-hmm. I think if the experts have ever matched, if we had to like call out the top five matches, and I know we're not even through this season, I definitely think Johnny and Val would be on that list because so much makes sense. Mm-hmm. Even just their lifestyles. I think that even the fact they're trying to paint him as like this clean freak and her is like she's extra critical and analytical. I think it's going to work. Like, I think that they have enough similarities and enough differences too, that it's going to be a good balance out because they're actually genuinely interested in getting to know each other and learning from each other. So I'm excited for them.
Yeah, definitely.
So last but certainly not least, we have Michaela and Zach.
Yeah, so, it seems to be still going strong here.
Yeah. we since we already got, you know, the wedding and the pictures and all that stuff, we only had their reception. And Zach said he already feels like she's her partner, or like she's his partner. Mm-hmm. And they talk about past relationships, and we find out that Michaela, like, her longest relationship was 364 days. And I was like, how exactly does she know that?
Yeah.
She just said he broke up with her a day before they would have hit 1 year.
Yeah, I guess that's the only way you would know that. It's like, yeah, you're planning an anniversary, and then he's like, oh, I gotta go.
right. And then, like, Zach did say, like, in the past, he used dating apps, but he much prefers to meet people out. And then he kind of gets into his background. Like, he went to a Catholic school. It was like an all white male high school. And he said he was skinny and he was dark skin and like darker than his friends. And so he got made fun of a lot, which like just killed his self-confidence. And it's kind of it definitely helps paint the picture of like how he is. Or who he is today. But the best part about this great conversation they're having with each other is that her sisters were watching the whole time.
Oh my gosh, is that a meme yet? Like, because there's just like this, I don't know, like a judging panel. Yes. Like, they're all staring in there.
It was perfect. They're just like, oh, they're perfect. Oh, look at them. They're perfect. Mm-hmm.
But then they're grilling him later, you know, like,
yes, it's just like, I was like,
she's the baby of the family, you know.
Yes. Like, these are typical sisters. So we did see him meet her family, and they were like, can we trust you? Can we trust her with you? He's like, look, actions speak louder than words. So in a few weeks, you're gonna be able to call her and hear like she's in good hands, and she'll be able to tell you like everything that's been, you know, happening. And they bring up the age difference. They're like, how old are you? And he's like, 27. And so then they're like, well, do you know how old she is? He's like, yeah, she's 30, but I'm more concerned about her thinking I'm too young. And of course they were thinking that he would be thinking she's too old. Mm-hmm. So it just showed that, like, okay, he has a different level of maturity than they were expecting. So I think it went over well. I don't think he had, like, the perfect answers because it's like, okay, actions speak louder than words. Well, what actions? Because I haven't seen, I don't know you or, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think it went as well as it could.
Mm-hmm. And then she was talking to his parents.
Yes.
I just can't imagine telling anyone that I was dating's parents, like, thank you for making him.
Yes.
It's too much. It's too much.
Yes.
Like, he is just a gorgeous specimen.
Y'all raised a beautiful man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I wonder at this point, is Michaela attracted to Zach?
Yeah. It seemed like the mom really went, the parents were like, yes. Yeah, but he's not just a pretty face. They wanted to list all his accomplishments.
Yes. They're like, let me explain to you. Let me read an essay about how much more he is than his looks. Mm-hmm. So they just went on and on and on. He can solve a Rubik's Cube. Oh, he can do this. He can do that. Oh, he's created an app. I'm sure he'll show you. They're so proud of him.
Yeah.
it was funny how like it was edited to seem like they were just saying the most.
Yeah, they seemed like such normal parents. Like it wasn't at the yes. dad that was like, I thought this was crazy. Like yeah. I thought this was BS. But
yeah,
I don't want to even admit how like right this seems now. Like you know, like he's still like, yeah, that's like the logical thing to be thinking. Like. Mm-hmm.
He's like, I see how he looks at you. And mm-hmm. and that's a big statement by someone who's known him his whole life. And this one day, he can already see it in Zach's eyes that he is very smitten with Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Those two meetings went really well.
Oh, and he was like way more like, I thought he would be like kind of the shy, but he was really getting mm-hmm. into like giving her like yeah. a lap dance.
Yes.
The garter scene.
It reminded me of Shanice and Jeff D when Shanice was trying to give Jeff D a lap dance and he was just like, no, I'm a teacher. Yeah. I don't want it. But I was like, oh no, Zach was all about it. Michaela was all about it. She was loving it. She was living her best life. Yep. I thought that was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome to see. That was like the only thing that stood out from all the couples when like all the montages of all the different
yep.
wedding events. And then with them, we ended with their wedding night. And so he like pointed out the condoms that were left on the table.
He's way
like,
more forward than I thought.
Yeah. He was like, I think the experts are trying to say something.
yeah. I could see them probably being the only couple to maybe consummate night one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the physical attraction is there a mile away. And then the fact that they already have started to learn each other deeper than surface level. I mm-hmm. think there's a very good chance. He's even like she got undressed and makeup off everything. And he saw her in her pajamas. He was like, you look good.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see all of this under that dress.
Yeah. So,
still very attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, things went well. Is there anything else about their reception that you wanted to point out?
I don't think so. Are we doing our ratings just based on the preview?
Show. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Then I will give them a 5.
Okay. Say.
Previews are not canon.
Right. They can dice and splice and, you know, we could be assuming the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. So I do want to say that, but we did get a next time on, which kind of showed like, I think it's a lot of like the honeymoon that they or not a lot of the honeymoon, but spices of the honeymoon. And then maybe a couple of moments throughout the season. And then it ended with like decision day in the preview. And so like some fun stuff we saw was like bow skydiving.
Okay. I couldn't figure out who that was.
Yes, so that's I was so proud of her.
Yeah.
I don't know why she takes me as someone who's like, no, I am not skydiving. Right. Not safe.
Yeah.
And Johnny said he was falling in love with Belle. So mm-hmm. not sure about the timing on that one. And then Zach said, like, if last night keeps happening, I'm going to die a happily married man.
And then he goes, sexually. It's
like, right.
We got the point.
What is with these men and adding sexually so we clearly understand?
So we know that could be like right after the night one.
Very well could be beginning of next honeymoon. Episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Ryan said that Brett is the missing piece for him. Mm-hmm. And then the turning point of the preview was... Mirla saw Gil kissing his dog.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, wow, you were kissing the dog? And he's like, well, we haven't kissed, so I got to get it from somewhere. It's like, oh, gosh.
This is not helping your case, but.
Yeah.
I love that his dog's name is Hype. He's a pit bull named Hype. Oh, my gosh. And so yeah, it's so funny for someone that doesn't like dogs, then it's like you're stuck with a pit bull, which is like. Mm-hmm. People are more afraid of that than any dog, probably. They get a bad rap. They're so cute.
Poor pit bulls get such a bad rap.
Yeah.
So it takes a turning point there. And we see a couple of explosive scenes from Michaela and Zach of like Michaela saying he's a bleep, bleep, bleep lie. And saying
he was gone all night.
He was gone all night and didn't come back. And then we saw a point where the producer was holding her back. Mm-hmm. And then she slammed the door, like, get out, drops a glass and yells to the camera to get out. And she slams the door closed. And then we see Zach, like, it was a group event where, like, Michaela was talking to Ryan and was like, you need to stop him. And Zach's driving off. And I think it's Gil in the background's like, what are we going to do? Lie under the tires? We can't keep him from leaving. And Zach leaves. And I'm like, what is happening?
Oh, this is crazy.
Oh, that made me
I'm really upset. Like, is he gonna turn into like who was that basketball player guy that was out all night?
Matt.
Yeah. Ugh.
I know. I'm really hoping there's just not this like hidden side of Zach that we don't know or like he doesn't want to give up the bachelor lifestyle, or he avoids things and shuts down and leaves.
Right.
Because I think it was Michaela and Zach that they had that background noise of like she was, or background vocals where she was saying like, I love you. That's why I'm arguing with you and trying to resolve this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, oh my, I hope that, I don't know. I just hope they're able to like, because that's not going to help the case of like their age differences if he is the one storming out whenever they disagree about something.
Right.
So
that was upsetting.
Yes, I know.
And then the one thing I noticed too is like when Ryan was saying that about Brett, it was like he was like the Instagram husband taking all these photos of her. Like,
yes.
I was like, was he one of the ones that didn't want an influencer? I don't think it was. So I think maybe we're okay. Like if she's a wannabe influencer.
Oh, it was Gil and Jose.
Yeah. Saying so.
We did get a couple. I forgot about them. Gil with Jose and Rachel. Jose was saying a couple things like, okay, I have to have these things checked off my list. But it's the same stuff we've been hearing. So I don't know if that's going to be anything different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then nothing, really nothing from Brett and Ryan from the preview besides like Brett saying like, I, you know, it concerns me like I want to make sure that like you're attracted to me, but nothing explosive, nothing that seemed like a huge disagreement. So they may be okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, that was not what I was expecting on Next Time On. I don't know what I was expecting, but not that. So that's it for episode 3. Amy, where can people find you?
You can find me covering The Bachelorette and soon to be Bachelor in Paradise. And Asia, you'll be joining us for the season finale, correct?
Yes, very excited.
So that's on, we have a Bachelor wrap-up feed or the reality TV wrap-ups feed. You can find it there. And you can follow me on Twitter at RHAP Recapper.
Nice. And you guys can follow me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia. So A-Y-S-H-A like A-S-I-A. Continuing coverage of Big Brother this season, Big Brother 23. It's been a great season. And then let's see. Yes, I will be on the Bachelor wrap up next week. So I'm very excited about that. It's been a great season. Or a very interesting season. Very different.
The finale should be very different, I think.
Yes, I'm very excited to talk about it. But yeah, I think that is it. Definitely catch us next week. We are recording weekly this season. So we will be talking about episode 4 next week. We'll have a special guest. So stay tuned. And besides that, we'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.